He was telling me that you had a story about a guitar you wanted to tell us.
Oh, it's not a big deal. He was asking for stories when I was got pissed off at a gig, which was kind of a weird question. But...
Yeah, well, that was me asking.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's all right. I forgot who you were anyway, and I played with you one time. Apparently twice. So one more time. Throw that thing, Biggie.
Skies. Okay, this is Biggs.
This is Gay Gary.
Welcome to Montucky Skies. Today we're going to go recording at Jester's Bar. It's the 20th anniversary of the owner buying the bar.
Yep.
Or something like that.
Bob Jester bought it 20 years ago to this day.
You got a particular preference of a song you want?
We'll start with Doug and then go from there.
Well, I mean, like, one that's not recorded out there, because I got to hit the bricks. Not to pull away the curtain, but we're doing the first part last here.
Nope. Got nothing I want to do. Nope.
All right. Well, I'll think of something. I'll cut it in. I got it. I'm going to cut in the beginning of the end, because this is the beginning.
Oh.
This bar is the beginning of our musical careers, and I ended it here. On a stool with Pabst Blue Ribbon.
You think this shit's over?
No, this shit's just beginning. Okay. But I'll probably die in here like all the other Rodney Street denizens. So
sounds good.
Yeah, all right.
I'll see you there.
Let's go around and interview. See, I'm pretending like we didn't record this already.
Interview. Are we gonna go around and hit some locals up?
Yeah, I'm gonna hit some locals.
We're locals too.
Musicians. Yeah,
what do you call that when you interview locals?
Yokels.
Montucky Skies.
Okay, Thad Haynes, the first time that you recorded with Tonight We Ride, was it difficult dealing with the combination of Greg Vibrant and Dove Campbell?
Yep, because they're both assholes when it comes down to it, and they love talking. And
they think they're special, though.
They do. Something about them, I just can't get past that. I can't get past the asshole-ish.
Do you think your asshole-ness hurts?
No, I think it counteracts and evens out everything. I think that's why it worked well.
Well, the album did work out, so the asshole-ness did cancel each other out, right?
Yep. You know, you get asshole on this side, asshole on that side. Put them together, you got nothing.
All kind of assholes.
Now, did you hear the first album before you recorded the second album?
I did. Of course I did. Yep.
Okay, were you going for, like, continuity, or are you just like, fuck this, I'm going to start over?
No, it was just getting the sound.
You brought a new leaf to Tonight We Ride.
Yep, the new leaf. It sprung off the plants.
Did you guys get very high off of it?
We got high all the time. We were snorting crystal meth and just being high.
That's weird.
I know.
Where was I at that for that?
You missed it.
That was during the editing process, probably.
Okay. Yeah, you missed all the crystal. But no, actually, there's a little bit of drinking.
You want to tell us about Myha?
Myha?
Is that right?
Minot.
Minot.
We went to Minot in October.
This is an actual town.
Yeah, Minot, Minot. It's in North Dakota. And they got a little scene there, kids who hang out by the railroad. And they're pretty good.
How about the time we buried that duck?
We did bury a duck. There was a duck. We saw it on the road. Apparently, the locals told us it had been there for a number of days. And it's true. And everybody was really sad about it. So some girl went and got a shovel and a bag.
And then made more ducks. And you were like, come on!
Yeah, come on! Why are you doing this?
More dead ducks. That's wrong.
It was basically my idea to bury it because everyone just left it there. So we buried it one night after a show. I dug a big hole. We buried it. Had a ceremony. Well, fucking Gay Gary's sensitive.
What kind of shit did you say during the ceremony?
I said a lot of sensitive things. That's all I know.
Yep,
like,
it was very sensitive.
Girl, the way you waddled made me so hot.
Nope.
The way you've been laying on the sidewalk, decaying in the sun, makes
I don't
me
fuck
so
ducks
hot.
Anymore, dude.
Anymore. You learned your lesson with the last few.
The quacking on my balls hurts.
Yeah. Yep. It's a sad story. But no, we sang that song.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. What was that? It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
It's so hard to say yesterday.
We played that style. After you quit our band, too. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
Hey! That's right. And the duck had a good send-off, and we had to dig a few holes in that field. We weren't quite sure where to go.
What do you mean by that, dude? That sounds like a threat. like casino or something. There's a lot of holes in the desert. There's a lot of holes.
It ain't hard to dig a hole in a field, all right? You get some ambition.
I'll bury a motherfucker anytime, whatever it takes to make things work out.
Yeah. So how many holes did you dig?
I started about three. I'd say about three.
And then you cooled down?
Yeah, we mellowed out and said, you know what, Duck, this is good enough. We got something else to do.
Well, I couldn't get through the fucking ground, man. It was tough to dig in. Yeah. I want to at least give him a 2 foot, you know, tomb, you know.
But he had a nice little paper bag coffin, and I think he's resting well.
This one bitch is like, that's not biodegradable, and I said, fuck you, I don't give a fuck.
That's right.
In a way, you don't want it to be biodegradable so that future generations can enjoy.
Find the duck and remember the good times it had.
I left a note with it. If you find me, go fuck yourself. That's what I left on the note.
Yeah.
That was very forward thinking of you.
I know. If you found
kind
me,
of a time capsule of sorts.
It was a duck capsule.
Whoa!
All right.
You know, when I was a kid, do you remember Sergeant Slaughter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like
G.I. Joe?
Yeah, G.I. Joe and wrestling and shit. Woo. So when we were little kids, like he was on WWF and he waved an Iraqi flag.
Ooh.
We were like, fuck that shit. So we put him in a jar with water and batteries to make battery acid, because when you're a kid, you know that makes battery acid.
That's chemistry right there.
Yeah. Then we flung him down this valley.
Uh-huh.
Well, I went to the valley like maybe 5-6 months later and found it. So I guess what I'm saying is like it was a time capsule of a time when I was younger, more naive. Because by that point,
aren't
I realized.
Aren't all time capsules like that?
Right. In a way, it taught me, because it taught me that like it's not really battery acid because he was still there and not melted.
Yeah, that's a little disappointing.
But it's okay, we put him underneath the tire of a car.
Oh yeah, so, give him the proper send-off that way.
Do you ever do any of that shit? Destroy
things
any
under
action
cars?
Figures? Or?
You know, I actually prized all my action figures, because I was a poor dude playing with...
How about other people's action figures?
No.
Siblings?
No.
No.
I wasn't in the action figure... It's fucking circle, I guess. I had some Legos, man.
Destroying the Legos, or
yeah, no. What happened is my friend had a Lego train set, and we would melt down the Lego swords into like bent back swords, because that was a cool thing.
Oh, like a scimitar.
Yeah, totally, just like that. With the Lego train set, you know, you hold it, you make it go, so the wheels still spin on the tracks, and it gets hot.
Fair enough.
That's really old school stuff, right there.
Right.
That's like when the Super Nintendo came out and we're playing Mario in the other room.
Fuck, man, I remember when the Super Nintendo came out, I was just like, this is just as good as the Genesis, if not better. It was revolutionary. It was revolutionary, man. Because I had a Nintendo and Sega came out and made me feel bad.
Yeah.
Sega. I spilled all this beer.
You still got a bunch in there, you're alright.
What kind of beer are you drinking? What are you rocking?
Climbing Bud Light, dude, tonight. Just starting to keep it light.
Because Bud Light is the official sponsor of Montucky Skies.
Unsponsored.
Or you could be. You could be.
Wait in line, bitch.
I mean, it's gotta be good for something.
Take a number.
Yep, just get in line, baby. I just want to talk about Bob Jester's son for a little bit. Motherfucker's been taunting me for my whole life, about 8 years, and I want to kill him. Still.
All right, see you later, man.
I gotta see what's happening.
Still want to murder him after all these years. Motherfucker used to hide when I'd be hungover, like attack me. Like, hide behind the Sega and shit and attack my ass.
Like, attack you how? Like, are we talking with the piano wire and black gloves?
No, like throw shit at me. Like, chairs.
That shit is fucked up.
Vicious.
Oh, you're back.
I just had to see if he was still playing. I gotta do a switch.
He's still playing?
Yeah, he's still playing. I don't know how much longer. But...
Good. All right.
Yeah, back to business. Right. Back
it's
to
over.
Business.
It's over. Oh. Game over.
Yeah?
We can record for another minute.
Yeah, just let it roll.
All right, we got Keith here from Bird's Miles Home.
Yep.
Sorry.
Bird's Mile Home.
Beer's starting to hit me already.
Cool.
So what do you play?
I play guitar, and the band plays kind of country punk, kind of hardcore Americana. It has been called folk punk, if you will.
Nice. You guys playing tonight?
We are not. I'm actually going to do a solo acoustic thing outside.
Oh, nice,
and,
nice.
And,
do you also do a country kind of punk thing solo, or do you do something else?
Yeah, it'll be basically the same. There will be some Birds Mile Home songs, and there will be some random covers and there's really no theme at all. I don't have a set list or anything, so it's going to just be stream of conscious, basically, whatever I can think of.
Nice. That seems to be a lot of that going on today. Yeah. Filling up the set.
Yeah, I was going to make a set list, but that's what we always say. Somebody was just walking by, and actually the sound guy was just kind of running by, and he like just like knocks my guitar, and it goes flying, and it hits the ground, and it actually bashes against this like really sharp edge of this amplifier, and just like took this big chunk out of the neck, and I just like started yelling at him, you know, and he's like, sorry, dude, sorry.
Was it intentional?
No, it was definitely not intentional.
Are you sure it wasn't intentional? It was
That's
very
a good
devious.
Question, actually, now that you mention it.
Well, what other encounters did you have with him? Like, he came over to talk to the drummer and kicked him the bass drum? Or
maybe. He actually ran a really excellent show space in Missoula for a long time, and it's actually going down, unfortunately, but for a long time, he basically was the guy to go to for, like, an underground show, and that was really nice. It was an actual service. But yeah, he might have just had some really devious plans for
yeah.
the bands that he
you never
there.
Know, man. You put alcohol on some people, sometimes cocaine.
Yeah.
Crazy shit happens. You
I
know?
Hear
you. Hey, tell us some dates. Where are you playing? You know,
basically, July 31st is the first show date. The 30th, we're actually playing our friend's wedding in Salmon, Idaho. And that's kind of strange. But 31st, we'll be in Pocatello. And we're going to play with No More Existence there. And then the 1st of August, we're down in Salt Lake City playing at the Underground. And then the 2nd, we're in Denver playing at the Bar Bar. And then...
Hey, let me tell you something about Denver, dude. Pretty nice people.
It's
gotta
true.
Say, I was expecting kind of... We'd had me and Gay Gary and Dub... went on tour and we stopped in Denver, and we had just had a string of like bad shows leading up to Denver, and everybody was just super nice.
Cool.
Like very, very friendly. So.
Yeah, very accommodating. The guys from Get Some, actually really cool dudes, helping us out a lot. So we're appreciative of that for sure. But then we're just continuing on like Lawrence, Kansas, Salt or St. Louis, trying to get a show in Kansas City right now. Actually, that one's a eluding us, but then Bloomington, Indiana, Chicago, Illinois, Milwaukee, La Crosse, Madison, Minneapolis, Fargo.
Wow, playing some Packer territory there.
Yeah, man,
get
we're
your
doing
green
it.
And yellow, dude.
We're going to be talking about the Vikings there, and then once we get into Minnesota, we're going to be Packers fans.
You want to really aggravate both sides? Just get a Favre jersey of either team.
Yeah, exactly.
Or it one, doesn't even matter, dude. Just
have one like ripped down the middle.
Have a, both of them. Take a still of them, and there's something about Mary, and just see the bad reactions in both cities you go to.
Totally.
All right, well, thank you for the interview.
Yeah, man, no problem.
It's a slow start out. Oh, there you go. There you go,
Bridge. It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took my tuck away. Why go out every night and sleep all day? Since you took your love away. Well, since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. Oh, I can see who better I choose. Oh, I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant. Nothing can stop these lonely tears from falling. Tell me, baby, where did I go wrong? Oh, I can put my arms around every boy I see, but it only might be the mommy you.
Okay, so what do you got for us?
I got a short story about a little tour that Bird's Mile Home did. Just a weekend thing. And we had a really good show in Great Falls. Oddly enough, we ended up playing with like 5 metal bands. And us being like a
country punk,
cow punk band, it was kind of interesting. But anyway, that's not the point of the story. Those guys were rad. This band from God knows where named Wretched just like tore everybody's faces off, and they were super cool dudes. Like, they're up on stage just like shredding, and then they stop and they're like, "Hey guys, how's it going? Is everybody having fun out there tonight?" Instead of like being told
almost like a lounge singer kind of. Pretty like, much, hey, yeah. How you doing in the crowd there?
But anyway, we end up hanging out with these guys forever after the show, and then we go and get totally messed up in Great Falls, and then we move on to Billings for the next day. Play a pretty cool house show, but we had no sleeping arrangements, and one of the dudes, nicely enough, was like, "Oh, you could stay at my place." Little did we know that, like, what we were getting ourselves into. It was basically, everyone was so tired from the day before, we all were just like, "Oh, we're just gonna crash out." And he was having a little house party. And basically, it just, like, continued on around us. There was this pit bull that kept on humping everybody that was trying to sleep. Like, moving from one body to the next and just humping them.
Now, male or female? Because with the pit bulls, it don't matter. They're
it's
humping
true.
You no matter
that
what.
Was a male. He'd, like, just lick your ear like he was really into it and just hump away. You know, and then you'd, like, push him off and he'd just jump right on the next sleeping body. And that nobody could really sleep because everybody was just being ridiculous. Like, a couple girls came in and just sat down on the bass player of our band and was just like, "Hey, how's it going?" You know? And started talking about cock and other things like that. And we're just like, "Really?"
Like, why? Casually, just like you would talk about the news?
Pretty much, yeah. It
like,
seemed
yeah,
like,
mine's got kind of a spot on it. Like, yeah, it leans like, a little left, you know.
I forgot what exactly she said, but she was prowling that night for sure. And she wasn't making any two ways about it, you know. But the best part about the story, which was basically the fact that we almost died there in Billings, was I was asleep by this point, I think, or maybe I just like forced myself to pass out. But all these guys like started like taking out their guns and stuff, and they're walking around with these fucking assault rifles through their apartment. And we're
like,
just
like a jihadist or something?
Well, yeah, but it's just white dudes in Billings, you know, and we're like, "Oh, god damn it." Like, we're just waiting for somebody to, like,
more like Oklahoma City or something.
Yeah, we're just waiting for somebody to trip on the carpet and go, "Duh-duh-duh," and then they're like, "Rat-a-tat-tat," and then somebody say, "Oh, shit," you know, because somebody just got 4 bullets, but that never happened, thank god.
Now I want to go back to the pitbull. Did anybody get covered with anything?
No. I believe the pitbull was nicely put away after we asked to stop being humped. And they put him in the other room, and then he just barked for like...
Just started humping the wall and barking?
Probably. I don't know what he was doing in there, but he probably just continued to hump something.
Have you ever seen that YouTube video where they have... There's like this dog that basically like takes his paws and kind of... Like jerk stuff off,
wow.
But kind of like he's rolling a roll of quarters or something, like
no.
It's just back and forth, and it was talented, dude. I mean, I don't generally watch dog masturbation videos,
yeah.
But I was a little impressed.
Wow, that might be the only masturbation with no thumbs, huh?
Yeah, I mean, other than maybe like a vet somewhere, I'm sure has figured out a way to pull it off.
Well, that's
he's
not
like
really
kind of duct tape in a circle, and I don't know.
Oh yeah, but yeah, that's not fair though. And natural. It's got to be natural.
Right. You know, when you were talking about playing in the bars, when you were like country punk and everybody was metal, do you like witness any open hostility?
No, they were awesome. The crowd loved us. It was, and we've actually been in that situation before. Like, for whatever reason, Bird's Mile Home plays with like every type of band. And we've played like, we played up Kalispell, like at the, or not in Kalispell, basically like Ravalli County, like at that dive bar right there on the hill. And Warcry came down from Kalispell, you know? And there's just all these like crazy metalheads there. And we're just like, oh shit, you know? Like,
yeah, you never know.
What are we gonna do? And then like the.
Like when they wear a uniform, you never know, you know what I mean?
Right, and there was like 7 bands on that bill, and they're like, "Oh no, we're gonna put you guys second to last," and we're like, "Oh come on, like let's get it over with." But it turned out really well, you know. It seems like, I don't know what the versatility is there, but it works.
That's cool, man. I remember we played a show that when I was with Tonight We Ride, we were not very punk. Like, we were kind of poppy sure. punk, kind of. And we had some songs that just weren't punk at all. Like, even the little bit. And we played it, like, the... I want to say the Arms Inn or it's something like that. It was in Seattle.
Oh, the Galway Arms?
Yeah, that's the one. And yeah. We're walking around, we're without the lights, and they're like, man, like they consider us like way too poppy, so good luck. Like, they're fucking with us.
Nice.
And we went to play, it didn't go over.
Oh, really?
But no openly hostile people. It's just that's there's cool. a lot of kind of, like, I used to live by Seattle, and it's not a judgment on the city, but there's a lot of kind of, like, people who are like, well, yeah, that, I'm this or I'm this. A lot of hipsters and stuff.
Well, and that bar especially is kind of a punk rock bar. Like, we played there quite a bit. Damage Done are our buddies over there. And
but the really great thing about it was the band that played after us. Fucking this dude, like, rips off his pants and he had little kid underwear. And the guy looked like he was, like, 300 and change.
Nice.
And it was weird because they drew you in because they had a woman wearing a thong.
Oh, there you go.
And then so she was playing bass and, like, adjusting her amp, and everybody kind of went close. Then, like, maybe 2-3 songs in the set, he suddenly just, like, rips off his pants. Like, he had, like, the like he was in an NBA team, man, just like to nice. Do a layup or something. Like, rips off his pants. Yeah, and it was bad too. Like, when you say fruit basket, like, it looked like a fruit basket, man. When he's because unfortunately he apparently had to adjust his amp too, and just like, ah, come on. It looked like he had, like, I don't know, a fucking giant cancer tumor sticking out. It was not pleasant, man. It was not pleasant.
Wow. It's just a hernia, I'm sure.
Right. Well, you know, if you have a hernia in the private area, you definitely want to rip down to underwear on stage in front of everybody.
That's right.
That's the way to go.
Honesty is the best policy.
But that is showmanship. You want your name or you want to be anonymous?
Anonymous?
All right, so what's your name?
Dusty Rhodes.
Hey, we're here with Dusty Rhodes, the not quite as famous one. How you doing?
Just got back from, we're at Rainbow Gather.
2011 Rainbow Fest 40th anniversary.
And that's basically, like, everybody goes and kind of has fun, plays drums, that kind of shit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it feeds people for free in the woods.
Well, now, where was it at?
And there's a lot of other, like, workshops and shit, yoga, fucking, and you can learn about a lot of different things if you really want to. A lot of, like, healing groups and all sorts of, you know, super positive stuff going on there. Anyways, one night there's a band playing, la da 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 da, boom 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 boom, and this one chick comes out with a strap on, dude, starts fucking this guy in the ass. The band's like playing music to it in front of fucking everybody. We're talking like hundreds of hippies in the woods, dude. Like, what the fuck?
That's
probably the second weirdest shit that happened this summer.
That is not what I pictured with the Rainbow Gallery. I just thought it was like pot and drums. And
oh yeah, there's all that. That's happening everywhere too. But there's a bunch of fucking.
But there's also weird ladies too, fucking man. Dudes in the ass.
Totally, dude. Everything you can fucking everything under the sun, dude. You got fucking Krishnas to fucking.
What is the Krishna's deal? Is it like one song? Is it they have sure like one like song, it. Right?
Rama Rama Yama Rama. Rama Yama Yama Krishna.
Yeah, my buddy Colin used to say, like, man, they only got one song, but it's such a good song.
same three songs captain. For fucking days, man. But yeah, I hope that helps with you guys.
Yeah, thank you. Alright, this is how Guinness is made.
They line the beer vat with beef and pork fat and then brew the beer.
And this, we feed this to who?
Vegans and vegetarians.
That's right.
Because they don't know.
That's right. And none of them listen. I'm talking to you, Matt Bray. I'm calling you out again.
This podcast should just be entirely be dedicated to Matt Bray.
Yeah, there you go. Tell us about Carl's Jr.
Pretty much everything is dedicated to Matt Bray. Yeah. This story in particular, too. Sorry, bro. We were on tour in Portland, I want to say. And we go to Carl's Jr. to get something to eat. And we walk inside and realize that it's closed and they forgot to lock the door. So I get the bright idea to jump behind the register, like, area and grab, like, a sheet pan full of sausage patties, and we ran out of there, and Matt Brady came up to my window, and I took a sausage patty and threw it at him, and it stuck to the side of his face and slid down, and I've never seen that evil of an impression on somebody's face in my life. I swear he wanted to kill me, and I immediately was like, dude, I'm so sorry. That's so fucking funny, dude.
It starts sizzling on his
totally. And apparently the alarm was going off, but I didn't hear it. I don't know. I was like, screw this. I'm getting some sausage patties.
Would you have an alarm on a Carl's Jr.?
Why didn't they lock the door when they closed the goddamn thing down?
No one cares about those. What is a Carl's Jr. anyway?
It's a Hardee's.
Yeah. Oh.
It's the kid of Hardee's.
I didn't eat hamburgers for fucking 10 years because my mom took me to Hardee's when I was like 8 years old. It was the most disgusting thing I've ever had, and I thought all burgers tasted like that.
Oh, that's why you eat at McDonald's.
No!
I love McDonald's.
Taco
have to
Bell will out. Win the fast food.
Oh, and that.
No, we can talk NASCAR, shit about McDonald's, Microsoft. Taco Bell, yeah,
KFC,
Microsoft.
Pepsi products,
Apple,
fucking Exxon.
Whoa,
Apple. Have you been to Taco
I love smoking
Bell
cigarettes.
It's
I do too.
Delicious.
Yeah,
you hear that, kids?
I hope everyone's
two
that.
People here.
It's so good.
Cigarettes.
Everyone loves
it. Is man,
cigarettes.
I actually had a chalupa, a free chalupa.
Aren't those in danger?
Aren't they already
chalupas?
Going out of style.
They are unless
fried bread.
Oh,
shell thing.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you mean the chupacabra?
Yeah. Oh, if I meant chupacabra, I would have said chupacabra.
Are you thinking chinchilla?
No, I'm thinking about a chalupa. They roam free. They kill them and serve them at Taco
Bell. Yeah, they fry them and then they become gorditas, is what they do.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Gorditas are the unfried ones, aren't they? Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't know.
Dude,
I know it's all made from grade D meat, right?
I thought it was grade F edible.
I don't know. Does anybody know what the grades entail? Like, at some point,
do
you find
that,
a knuckle with a ring on it?
Fancy Feast is one step above Taco Bell.
The FDA actually puts a higher
meat that they put in Fancy Feast
on cat and dog food than they actually do on human food.
It smells just like Taco Bell.
That's that I've never had. I know that that is bullshit. I know that is bullshit, and I will tell you why I know that is bullshit. Because they put ash in cat food and dog food. They literally mix in ash.
Oh yeah, but dog biscuits actually taste good. All you need is salt, butter, and garlic, and you have bone-shaped wheat things.
Did you ever break a tooth eating a...
No. No, and I used to eat Dustin's dog, Quigley's dog biscuits all the fucking time. Quigley? Yeah.
Now, one more time, can you remind me? Because we recorded this earlier and it actually got recorded over. How did you break your tooth?
Which time?
Yeah. You know which time.
Biting through the Christmas tree. Yeah.
Now, why did you bite through a Christmas tree?
I was drunk and they bet me $5 I couldn't do it.
Did you do it?
I got halfway through it and my front right tooth shot across the living room.
To me, that's worth $5. Was it worth $5 to your insurance or were they just like, we don't cover that?
No, I had to pretty much lie my ass off to my parents and tell them I got in a fight.
Because that right there.
They believed that. They didn't believe, they wouldn't believe I bit through a Christmas tree.
They would have bet you $5 more to try and do it again. Really?
You
did.
My
dad probably would have.
Here's a tree, try it again. I don't believe you, son.
That would have covered one more time. What was the party trick you did with your nose?
Gravy gave me a screwdriver, and I was able to shove it straight back into my head, and I still have that screwdriver.
Which part of your head?
Through my left nostril.
Yeah, it's not as intense as some people would think.
Straight
through. I just made another hole.
No, I lined it up with my left nostril and was able to shove it straight back through my nostrils.
That's how that happens.
No, it's
yeah, quick, give me a baby's arm. I need a baby's arm. Quick.
Hold on. There's your baby's arm.
Yeah.
No, what you do is you just unzip and you go, taste.
Ew. God, you haven't ever
or taste the rainbow, right?
Was your
it's
mom,
amazing how you can change it with two little words.
Were your parents
the
janitors?
Rainbow.
Because you look like you could get this off.
Oh, yeah.
I'm done.
That is fucking good. All right, one more. what did you do when you came over to Olympia with Cage Match to the death?
Yeah.
Okay, what did you do at that party?
Everything.
Such as, who did you do?
I rocked out.
Did you do anybody?
Yeah, I think
yeah,
I remember.
Yeah, that's the name. My sister in my band at the time.
Oh shit, I just said her name.
That's alright. I'll beep
if
it.
I out. Have kids out there.
Did you
somewhere.
Actually do her, or did you just like.
Of course you did.
That's for you guys to decide.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think you I passed me. Out in the road and I woke up, and everybody thought that I did somebody. But really, I just woke up in the road.
Fair
remember
enough.
The arm hanging from the tree?
No.
The swamp house? I've got a picture of it. It's like this beautiful driveway with all these trees. There's like an arm just hanging from the tree randomly. Like, what the fuck is wrong with those kids?
Do you remember?
That was the start of hipster right there.
Do you remember when the cops came and broke it up?
For the first time ever, too.
Now, were you shocked when they broke it up when nobody went to jail?
Yeah, nobody went to jail.
They were
nice. And they didn't arrest anybody, and they just kind of left. And then everybody was amazed that they finally went out there. Is where our fire was too big. Apparently it was like lighting the tree above it on fire. That's why the fire was so big.
But the only reason I bring it up is like cops here, if you have a loud party, they're giving you one warning, very stern one, and somebody's like gonna get fined.
Like not almost necessarily.
If they can, they will. But like at Olympia, like they just come over and they nicely tell you to keep it down.
That town is like the
And Gay Gary was hanging out with a skinhead girl that night, too.
Like
no, he was.
Gay Gary was hanging out with a skinhead girl.
She was not a skinhead.
She was a skinhead girl.
She was
oh,
not.
She
that
sure was.
Do you know what? That was sister.
The skinhead girl?
No, she wasn't a skinhead.
Yeah, there was the skinhead girl.
Oh, there was a skinhead girl there,
ask him about it.
All right.
I just reminded him right now.
All right.
He's going to listen
to
that.
We will bring this up.
All about it until he hears this.
I'm going to find him and bring this up, and that's how we're going to wrap up, I think. All right, so I was just talking with Matt, and he told me to ask you about this. Okay, you remember the show Cage Match to the Death played in Olympia?
Yeah.
Do you remember the skinhead girl? You were apparently hanging out with the skinhead girl.
Did I make out with her?
Weren't you with, like...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So not a skinhead girl.
No, not at all.
Okay, hold on. We're going to put this on pause real quick.
Wait right here, Greg. We just talked about
it. Okay. So we brought in, what's your name again, sir?
Me? Amos Moses.
Amos Moses, all right. So we're just talking with Amos Moses again. Okay, now tell him what you told me to ask him.
Oh, yeah, the skinhead girl. Remember the skinhead girl?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, see, there was a skinhead girl. I told you there was, and you said, no, there wasn't.
All right, so what's the deal with the skinhead girl?
I don't know. I think, did I totally fool around with her? I don't know. I think you wanted to.
No, I think we made out. I think that's all it was.
I think that's all you did.
Yeah. Did you make out with two girls that night?
Yeah. See, so everybody assumes.
You made out with two girls?
Everybody assumes I made out with somebody, but no. But him?
I made out with
you don't assume he made out with the skinhead?
No, you made out with
Well, let's get straight, though. I was right on who he made out with. I just didn't realize there was, like, number two.
Yeah. No, there was two.
Wait, you made out with two chicks then?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, hell yeah.
The one sister that you were fooling around with, the other sister I fooled around with.
That's true.
I made out with her. I didn't fuck.
And remember I made all you guys sign the CDs and I gave it to that
girl? Like it was something special.
Hey, what was your job when you were with... What did you do in the band?
All-Purpose Mayhem.
What did they call you?
Fuckhead.
I mean,
douchebag.
Or you the merch girl?
Bitch.
That's what everybody.
Yeah, you're the merch bitch. Yeah,
everybody referred to you as the merch girl.
Whatever you want, saving their lives. I don't know.
Yeah, and he definitely got more girls than we did all together combined.
Yep.
Except for that night for me.
I'm not really that proud of that. Since that was like, 4 or 5 years ago,
yeah,
I think I can talk about it now.
Yeah. It's okay.
So other than fetching girls, did you like fetch coffee and things like that?
No. Definitely not. I got drunk and made an ass out of myself constantly.
But we all did that too. I definitely did that as much as he did.
Oh, what was the first night? Was it in Olympia or in Portland? With 19 Limbs?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that band?
Yeah.
And I got so drunk at the bar that I was puking like on the sidewalk outside because that one punk dude kept giving me cheese. Kept taking dips with this guy.
I think the first night that I dented the trailer we had because I was drunk in Missoula and jumped up on the top.
Oh yeah,
and smashed
it was
in
the first
top.
Night. It
yeah,
was
and I definitely night. Did the first night.
Weren't
horribly.
Even out of the state yet.
Yeah, I totally destroyed the top of Dub's trailer. Just spent like $2,200 on. I jumped on top of it and fucking busted.
And by
the
third night, I had broken my elbow. Matt had broken his nose. Yes.
Which
like,
Matt?
Lost
which
his
Matt
voice.
Shear.
Matt Shear.
Matt Shear. Okay. Yeah.
And Matt's Bray's amplifier broke. Like, yeah. Instantly.
He deserves it. Vegan.
Yeah. Vegan. Yeah.
I was doing anti-vegan. I do
vegan
propaganda
for his
now.
Oh god, that kid, man.
Vegan fuck. Active pickups.
Yep.
It was a good time.
And I remember
well,
like,
it's like it's made. Hey. It's made of wheat. It's made of wheat. All right. It's, yeah. There's no animal hair in
we
this
put
pickup.
Wheat.
There's no hair in this.
It's a collective effort.
Yeah, it was a good time. What else that was funny on that tour? I remember we came back and there was no like flat tires or nothing, and we go to Boise for one show and the tire explodes.
Yeah.
And we were stuck on the side of the road forever.
We were stuck in the desert. Dub went back.
Yeah, and
oh no, you called, or Matt Bray and Dub went back.
No, I didn't go back. It was just Bray and Dub. Because remember, I built that little shelter.
That's
remember,
right.
We put cans up on the side of the road.
And all Jesse did was bitch and play Nintendo DS.
And we put cans up on the side of the road to see whose can would blow over first.
Well, hold on. How long ago was this?
2006.
And the DS was around there.
Oh yeah. DS
but dude, I feel ancient, man, because like I just got a DS like a couple months ago,
man.
And I was like, I'm finally
oh,
caught up
like
the
two
trend.
Of them and gotten rid of them already.
Yep, yeah.
It's a good time.
They've come and gone and pawned, man. You know, they've been pawned.
Fuck, dude.
Yep. The best thing was is when me and Jesse got a bunch of fireworks and put them in this elevator and sent it to the top of the parking garage. They all exploded as the doors opened. The cops just came from everywhere, but didn't find us or anything like that.
Is that when you blew up the toilet? The toilet?
Well, we blew up. We set the trash can on fire at the Las Vegas outlet mall.
Oh yeah,
or outlet mall.
Yeah, the outlet mall. And then what happened in Oregon? Didn't Jesse put down a little fucking pipe bomb down the toilet?
No, not the toilet. We packed the elevator full of fireworks, like mortar shells without the tubes.
But we
had sent it to the top floor where everybody was watching like the little fireworks display. And the doors open. Shit went crazy.
There was also Eugene thing where we went and we were doing fireworks at the Campbell Co-op, and we lit off fireworks and they're like, you can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
So we went down the road and like Jesse made like a little bomb thing. We put it in one of the portable toilet things
next to the bodega that we just bought.
Yeah,
we walked right by this door,
fucking
blew up a bomb in there. And all you heard was this giant splat. It was just like.
Wait, I hate to say this because it's gonna emasculate myself on my own podcast, but I have to get back to my wife.
Bag it.
Do you want to? Do you at least you set it up?
Do you want to take the recorder and go around and get some more shit?
I don't want to break it.
Well, this is
hey,
Biggs.
Hey, everyone, talk your trash now.
This is Biggs.
Gay Gary.
Amos Moses.
I'm
She knew what I'd do. She knew what I'd do.